This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. You can love your iPhone, but it's not superhuman, even though it may be in a glass by itself. Actually, the iPhone glass was what this case was all about. Mr. Williamson brought a class action lawsuit accusing Apple of overstating the durability of the iPhone 4 glass casing. He claims he bought an iPhone based in part on a presentation by Steve Jobs, who stated that the glass panels were comparable in strength to sapphire and crystal, and that it was the same type of glass used on windshields of helicopters and high-speed trains. So Mr. Williamson was shocked when the glass back of his phone cracked after it fell just a few feet from the arm of a chair. But the court dismissed the lawsuit, finding that most of Apple's marketing claims were mere puffery, and that a reasonable consumer would not be misled into believing the glass casing was drop-proof. The court also ruled that normal usage does not include dropping the phone. So drop calls are one thing, drop phones are quite another. As for this glass action, well, it's neither half full nor half empty. It's simply a reflection of the times in which we live. This is Neil Chayette, Looking at the Law for CBS News. And for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.